This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore.
Featuring original ideas and stories of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by Toby Thompson, the author of 5 books and a teacher of creative writing. Thompson reminds us that what we call the Christmas spirit is actually the warmth of community, and that is possible to find at any time of year. He writes,
"The Christmas after my parents died, I awoke in the Murray Hotel in Livingston, Montana. 2 feet of snow had fallen. The street below my window was empty of traffic. It looked impassable. My parents had died 3 weeks apart in Washington, D.C. A tree lit with candles stood in the Murray's lobby. Before the window sat 5 elderly tenants. No one spoke. Probably like the others, I recalled an earlier Christmas, that of 1950 when I was 6. Beneath our tree rested our first TV. That morning, Roy Rogers, Hopalong Cassidy, and a cowboy named Monty filled its screen. Monty was short for Montana. I sat hypnotized in the nation's capital, and my heart was in the West. This year, the situation was reversed. I'd chatted Christmas Eve with one of the boarders. He'd asked where I was from, and when I said D.C., his eyes filled with tears. "I'm from Virginia," he said. "It's 42 Christmases since I've been there." A jacked-up Ford skidded around the corner, and the hotel's owner leapt out and came inside. "Cheer up," he said. "I'll open the bar." He fixed coffee and fed us quarters for the juke. We all began to talk. Stories spilled forth. The spirit of Christmas was upon us. There was a party later, 12 miles south. I worried the night's snow was so deep I'd never get out, but the tenants helped dig my car free. When I arrived, 20 friends had gathered in a tiny cabin. The hostess's turkey couldn't match my mother's, but her tree's lights spilled onto the snow with a brilliance of distant stars.
Thompson pairs his reflection with a poem from Ken McCullough's book, Broken Gates.
McCullough's poem is set, like Thompson's piece, in a hotel in the West, and the sense of community lies in the future.
Until a break in the weather. It was a small hotel, but well appointed, in a town near a long abandoned gold mine. A small town, yet prosperous. A preposterous trundle bed for 4 in the living quarters, a brass spittoon, and a brass bed in every room, and once in a blue moon, a brass band strode by in the street below. Sitting Bull slept in the lobby once, and earlier, Custer, shirtless, was mustered out, bewildered. I came here when I was in between. The darkness in my room resembled me. The sunsets the same. I could or I couldn't. I read the copy of Ben-Hur and took some notes on nothing in particular. I had no real conversations except with myself, and my father showed up in a dream one afternoon. But when I left after 11 days, the road I took led me soon to you and to our children. It was a small hotel, but well appointed.
A poem by Ken McCullough. Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Ostein, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana, Fact and Fiction, and the Bookstore at the University of Montana.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.